I have sovereignty over every dream, wild or tame. I have sovereignty over every dream, wild or tame. I have the ability to think about unimaginable things. I have the ability to dream unimaginable dreams. I have the ability to be totally mastered, to be totally in charge, to be totally aware of every dream, every thought, every idea that comes into my mind, no matter how wild it is or how tame it is. As I was walking the meditation path this morning, I was thinking to myself, what happens to us on our next dimension of life? What happens to us on our next dimension of living, where we are in an area that we're not aware of at this moment? What happens on our previous dimensions that we lived on? What are the previous dimensions of life? Is living on Earth, is our experience as a human being here in this planet Earth, on this globe, is that the only reality there is? Is there nothing more fantastic, more joyous, more simple, more grand, no matter what it is? Isn't there more? And the answer, of course, is yes. Whatever the mind of man can think about is already a reality, because we cannot think any thoughts that don't already exist, because every thought already exists as something. Now, Michelangelo was standing before his palette, and he was told to put the story of creation, the story of the Bible, on to the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. And as he did this, he was not too happy about it, because he was enjoying his other type of work, but he finally let the Pope talk him into doing it. And the Pope made promises to him that he would receive money and he would receive costs and things that he had to do, but he had to hire people to work with him, preparing the paints and preparing the scaffoldry and preparing all of the magical things that he worked with to bring alive the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. And that is a broad scope. And he only thought of that as an idea. It's as though he were doing a statuary. It's as though he were creating one piece of art. But here he is creating a whole world of art. A whole world of art which humans would look at for a long time to come, and perhaps even longer than that, because it not only was on the ceiling of the chapel, but put into great books, and it was put into great paintings and great revelations. In other words, it was in everyone's home, parts of the Sistine Chapel. Beautiful story of creation. Now, if he had looked at that and he had thought to himself, what a wild dream, what a wild expectation. The Pope asked me to do that, my goodness sake. But no, it was natural to him. He was a brilliant man. Michelangelo was a brilliant man, a brilliant scholar. He was a brilliant artist, and he had spent his preparation time in being an artist in some of the finest Medici schools of the world. And as he was trained to do this, he was trained also in one of his greatest assets, in the art of humility. He did not think he was better than anybody else. He thought the divine was using him as a channel to express its glory to all its creation. He felt that way, and it showed in everything he did. And it was not too wild, nor too tame to be done. All of the things that he did were done out of the depths of humility within him. He did not feel it was he who was doing it. He was just realizing that the divine was flowing through him, not using him, but just flowing through him as a wonderful channel of all good. I have sovereignty over every dream, wild or tame. No matter what great idea comes to me, I have sovereignty over it. No matter what great expectation I have of myself, I have sovereignty over it. No matter what it is I want to do, I have sovereignty over it. Not because I'm good, or not because I'm not good, not because I'm better than somebody else, but because I choose to take the opportunity and run with it. I choose to take the dream. I choose to take this wild, compassionate, wonderful, expressive dream that tickles my heart and delights my fancy and says to me, go for it, go for it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun doing this. Not, it is going to be something grander, more wonderful than the world has ever seen before. That is not the point. The point is, how do I take my dream and put it with feet under it? How do I take my dream and give it expression, give it an outer expression of what that dream is? We all have dreams. And our dreams are vast and varied. Our dreams are imaginative and our dreams are simplistic. But we all have dreams. And we have sovereignty over every dream we have. We have mastership. We have control. The dream comes to us because we are ready to express it. The dream comes to us because we are ready to do it. All of my life I've been teaching what my dad taught me about taking a hammer and putting the nail firmly into a 2x4, having it with one stroke, driving it straight flat into the 2x4, complete and done. Not pounding, 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 but 1 pound. He taught me how to visualize the nail going in, how to visualize whatever I was doing to accomplish it, how to visualize and see it done, how to have sovereignty over everything that I had the opportunity to do. And I would go into council meetings of the city in various cities where I had newspapers. And I would sit in the council meeting and I would take notes in my little notebook, which was no longer more than 3.5 inches wide by about 4 or 5 inches deep, and a little pad of paper. And I would just be writing in my own special shorthand. And I would immediately, after I finished the council meeting and having heard and listened to what all these august individuals were saying, go to my office and type up the article right away to go in the paper and get everything done perfectly. And as I did this, I had sovereignty over what it was I was thinking. I was reliving the story of the event that had taken place, and I was able to transcribe it and translate it into wonderful framework that the rest of the city could look at and say, wow, yes, that's great, or that's not so great. And the councilman himself, in reading the article, said, yes, that's exactly what I wanted to say. And they may have had a few vituperations in there, a few naughty words that they had used instead of being always positive and vital. But I had captured it, and I had put it down. I was the Michelangelo of their expression to the public. I was the Michelangelo of the expression of beingness and wonderness. And in Atwater, California, at the Bloss Memorial Hospital, when I established the Junior Chamber of Commerce in the city, as I was the editor of the paper. And as I established the Junior Chamber of Commerce, one of our major activities that I brought forth for the Junior Chamber was to put a poison control center into the Bloss Memorial Hospital. Never once realized, thinking that this was a great task and a great monumental thing to do. Just thinking, hey, it's fun, I'll do it. And so we did. We ordered the materials, we ordered everything, we put everything into place. And today, that Poison Control Center is still doing its magical work in the Atwater, California Bloss Hospital. That was fantastic. I had the privilege of meeting Mr. Bloss, who donated the hospital over the years, the town's most wealthy man. I had the privilege of being involved in all of these things, and everybody never said that it was out of my control or something that I should not handle, I had sovereignty over every dream, and every idea that I wanted to bring forth in my life was a dream. It was a Michelangelo dream. And it was a dream not of something to do, but it was a dream that was already done. And it was neither wild nor tame, because it was complete. It was fulfilled. It was revealed. And I had the privilege of being part of its revelation. You and I are always given the opportunity to be part of the revelation. We're given the opportunity to be the revelation. We're given the opportunity to let go and let the divine in us be us. To take that divine revelation, that divine sovereignty that we have over every dream, and wild or tame, move that dream into an outward reality. We can do it, and we do it. We have fathers who've taught us things, mothers who've taught us things. We have had mentors who've taught us things, and friends and peers who have taught us things. But we are of value only when we take sovereignty over what dreams we have, and to bring them forth in our world, in our reality, because we have listened and followed what we hear from the divine within. Today I listen and follow within the divine that I hear, and my life is filled with joy, magic, and wonder. And it's a great and beautiful experience. Have a lovely day, and remember, always take sovereignty over every dream, wild or tame, because it's you.